the shells are put in the handle and driven up into the chamber through gas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they, instead of having a revolving barrel, which rotates, and the cartridges are expended out of the gun.
Any other kinds?
Not
what about those illegal ones? What are they called?
You mean Saturday Night Specials?
Uh-huh. What kind of gun is that?
Generally they're revolvers, because they're the easier to make and they're cheaper.
How much do they cost here?
Oh, you can probably get a cheap gun for $10 to $20, I guess.
What are the gun laws like in Birmingham? Are they easy to get?
Yes.
They look that way to me.
They aren't. Basically, to get a gun, they're the federal laws that you're supposed to register and come back and get a permit and go back and get them. If you come to the sheriff's office, you pay your $5 and you get your pistol permit, and you go back and get your gun.
You can all do it the same day?
Yes.
What's the other thing that a policeman carries to hit people on the head?
A billy club, nightstick.
Alright. You ever heard of a sap?
Yeah. Sap is leather.
Is leather?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a heavy piece of leather, or a weighted piece of...
Is it thick?
Yeah.
Is it round?
No, it's flat.
Oh.
Yeah. Any ideas it's supposed to, you know, be able to hit somebody hard without actually damaging them? It also doesn't leave marks.
What doesn't?
Yeah.
What are some habitual offenders? Who are some people that are constantly being arrested by the police?
You mean here or just in general?
Well, there is a difference.
But no, I don't know. Basically, your typical arrestee probably is a wino or a drunk or a bum who, what they call, some people call revolving door drunks. That means they get in, they sober up, they get out, and they get drunk, and they get back in. And they spend, that's really the major portion of the offenders in the city jail fall in that category.
How about the women who are?
Be the same thing.
Women who sell their bodies.
Oh, prostitutes?
Yeah.
I don't think that they're arrested, but they're generally able to make bond quick enough that they're not kept in jail that much.
That's true. All right, what are some other names for a prostitute?
Whore. Those are the main ones.
What about a very high class one?
Oh, well, call girl.
Okay. Is there any difference between a whore and a prostitute?
I don't think so. I think it's just the company you're in.
Can a whore or a prostitute take something other than money?
I would assume that she would prefer money, but I assume that there's some dealing drugs.
All right, in your vernacular, would a woman ever be a whore who was not dealing with sex profession?
Not me. I wouldn't think so. You might call somebody like that, but really, if you're talking about a true whore, there has to be some exchange of goods.
Okay. What do you call the building where prostitutes work?
A brothel.
Okay.
Cat house.
A what?
Cat house.
And is there a whorehouse?
Or a whorehouse, yeah.
Are there any in Birmingham?
I'm sure there are, yes.
Do you know where they are?
No.
Have you ever heard about the Redmond Hotel, maybe?
Well, yeah, I take that back. But it's... I assume that maybe that hotel, you know, caters to the trade a little bit more than others, but I'm sure that any hotel that you want to go to, you can make arrangements.
I see. Is that a place where my friend and I would stay?
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, it's not. Is it a place where anybody...
Only if every place else was filled up.
Okay.
It's not exactly a total flea bag joint that you wouldn't stay, even if all the other places were filled up, like the Granada.
The Granada,
that's another place that you might find some action if you wanted it.
What about these cheap hotels I've seen, like the Arden?
That's what I'm talking about. These are, a lot of people who stay there at the Granada and at the Arden are people who have lived there for years.
Really?
And so they cater to some very old, poor people.
Oh,